This is Terry, and we're listening to episode 227. Yeah, I'm listening with
Welcome
you.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to my podcast and webinar and YouTube channel. If you're over on YouTube, if you're listening to us through Stitcher or iTunes, you're listening to the audio version. Of course, you can see both at my website, which is appropriately named TerryWilson3.com. Today, I want to talk to you about the three big lies that people believe. And when you believe these lies, well, you get held back. Your money suffers, your income suffers, your happiness suffers, everything about you in your life, it suffers because of these three big lies that I see in a lot of people. We work with a lot of people from different backgrounds, different skill sets, different ambitions, goals, and things of that nature. And happens all the time where people onboard and they say, you know, I really want to do something. I really want to take my money, my business, my life, my income to the next level. And I see you, Terry, going on vacations and enjoying life and working from home and making the kind of income to support the size family you have and still enjoy it. And I want a part of that. I want to be a part of that. And they see other people that they have seen online and are doing things. And they want to do it. And they, you know, need to do it. You're called to do it. I mean, everybody, I do not believe there's one person that was created that was some sort of cosmic accident because lightning struck a mud puddle and they crawled out of it billions of years later. I honestly believe everyone is created with intrinsic value because they were breathed into greatness from their creator. And because of that, I think everyone needs to grab a hold of what their purpose is, grab a hold of it, what gives them purpose, what gives them passion, and then just take it to the next level. And in doing that, a couple of things are going to be byproducts. Number one, you're going to make a lot of more money. And number two, you're going to enjoy life. And when you can do that, it is a win-win. And everyone has the capacity, the potential to be able to do that. But so many times people fail and in coaching and doing not only just from a ministry background, but just from a business background, I see that there's three major lies that a lot of people just sort of have bought into. They have sort of subscribed to unintentionally, maybe even. And I want to cover those with you in just the next few moments that I have with you to talk to you about how, you know, if you grab a hold of these lies, if that's what you believe, you are going to be dead out of the gate, because there's no tool, there's no training, there's no anything that I can give you or anyone else can give you that's going to help you if this is your belief system, because as a man believes, as a woman believes, so goes their results, their life, how they will experience this world. And so these are the three lies that I see that are sort of the common denominator among a lot of people that are struggling, either from a personal or professional level, to be able to do what they are called to do, want to do, motivated to do, inspired to do, but just keep hitting a ceiling. The three big lies that people believe, number one, is they have no say in their destiny. And you might say, well, yeah, that's, of course I have to say, well, do you believe it though? Do you think because of maybe your background, where you were born, who you were born from, the origins, or because of an education, or because of maybe some past experiences, good, bad, or indifferent, that somehow that destiny, your destiny, where you're going to go, your future is already preset, that you have absolutely no say in that? If you do, even if you want to intellectually say, yeah, I believe I can make choices and things can be different, but there's something on a subconscious level that keeps putting you back in old mindsets, old belief systems, old habits, old ways of doing things. If you constantly find yourself wanting to do this, but you're constantly doing this, what that tells you is there is a belief system there that says, you know, I'm sort of pre-wired, I'm pre-done, I'm already over in this area and there's nothing I can do about it. And you have to get to the root of that. You know, there's an old cliche in church circles that says to the root, to the fruit, from the root to the fruit, which means if you don't deal with the root of a belief system, then you can't change the fruit of the results. And so you have to believe that you can make a difference in your future, that you are not, it's not predetermined that you're only going to be here for the rest of your life, that you can only make this, that you can only be this, that this is what you are. No, you are what you choose to be. You have been given the gift of freedom and choice. If you're an American citizen, my word, I tell you, I get really frustrated when I see these people griping and complaining because some sort of perceived limitation they have on their life. When I know people that just came over the country 30, 40 years ago, had to escape being shot at by the communists, came over to our country not being able to speak a stitch of English, got refugee status here through an organization, did it the right way, became an American citizen, worked a trade in a restaurant, and then 10 years later, after learning the language, after learning a trade that he really liked, moved to the Southeast where there was absolutely no restaurants like what he was going to offer, which at the time was the rural South, opening up a Chinese restaurant. And then just 2 or 3 years ago, a friend of mine who I'm explaining the story with retired a millionaire. And I look at him, and here's a guy that couldn't speak English when he first got to this country, had 2 children, didn't have any hope of anything. And he came to this country, and 30, 40 years later, he's retiring a millionaire. And I'm thinking, if this guy can do it, why can't anybody? Because he's afforded the same land, the same opportunity, the same everything. And I'm telling you, you have say over what you can do. You have say over your destiny. So number one lie that will stunt any potential for growth, for experiencing more, is this lie that I have no control, no say over my destiny. Number two, reality is what I perceive it to be. See, if you think things are the way you only understand them to be, then you have not broadened your scope and understanding that there are more ways of doing things, experiencing things, enjoying things, and there's more out there than what you actually know about. See, if you only allow your mind to understand what you can perceive intellectually, if you have to understand everything before you believe anything, then you really only experience very little to nothing. You have to open up your mind and say, hey, there are other ways, there are other opportunities, there are other experiences that I'm not even aware of, but I'm opening my mind to understand it. I have to do that on a day-to-day basis in my business. I have to say, okay, is there something there, some new concept, some new technology, some new strategy that I'm not even aware of? My business did not take off really until about 5 or 6 years ago when I invested some major money in coaching and doing a one-on-one with someone who had been an income earner 10 times of what I'd ever hoped to experience. And it wasn't that he rocked my world and I had all of this new technological business savvy understanding. It was just, Terry, if you would just do this and if you just do this, it would change your world. And I did, and it did. And I didn't see those things because I didn't perceive those things. But had I had the mindset that things are the way they are, it is what it is, then I have no ability to grow. I have stopped growing right then and there. So if you believe that reality is what you perceive it to be only, then you are immediately capped at where you can go. Did you know that there's people working from home right now, talking in a microphone, making really good money, and that's all they do for a living? See, most people can't even perceive that. It's like, you know, my neighbors just look at me and they scratch their head and say, what in the world does he do? My kids used to joke, say, well, he works in his closet and he sells drugs. You know, because no one could figure out how in the world could someone work from home just on a laptop computer and a microphone and actually do anything. Well, that's because it wasn't perceived. It wasn't something that they were exposed to. It wasn't something that they had ever known about. But the reality is there's people like me that's doing 10 times what I'm doing. I'm just a small fish in a big, big pond. But there are new opportunities for you. There are other things on the horizon for you if you will just open your mind and believe that there's more. I'm telling you, the good Lord in heaven, as I refer to him, the universe, if it makes you more feel more comfortable to say it in those terms, but the universe opens itself up to people who open themselves up to what does the universe have for me. I'm telling you, you can do more. You can believe, you can receive more if you'll only believe more. So your reality is not based on just what you perceive, but what you can receive. See, you can receive more in your work, in your family, and in your life, but you have to broaden your scope. And that's why, you know, you hear me say it all the time on the show, earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you have to grow there. And how do you do that? You have to constantly be consuming more information that will open you up to other things that are there. If you're only regurgitating old information, things that you already know, you're not growing. You constantly have to be around good information. That's why I give free audiobooks away at terrywilson3.com/freebook. When you go there, you can download a free audiobook from your favorite authors, motivational and inspirational speakers, Zig Ziglar, Gary Vaynerchuk, Jim Rowan, Tony Robbins, anybody you want, T.D. Jakes, whatever. If your thing is religion, then do that. If your thing is business, do that. World you're in, space that you're in, whatever it's going to take to get you to understand and to perceive more, that's what you want to do, and do it on a daily basis. And finally, the third lie, the big lie, there's a secret to success. There's no secret to success. There's no secret. There's just a system. That's all there is. There was a video that came out years ago called The Secret. There's no secret. People that are successful are people that do three things. They discover what they've been given and what they're good at. They develop it, and they really hone in their craft, and then they deliver it. They bring value. And I call it monetize. That's why you'll see the mantra of my website, discover, develop, and monetize. Monetize just means I'm delivering value. And when I can deliver value, I'm going to get paid. So that's the three things. That's the system that you have to have if you're going to be successful in anything, business, family, life, whatever it is you do. That's what you got to have if you're going to be successful. You got to discover, what gift sets and talents do I have? And see, there's a difference between a talent and a skill. A talent's what you're born with. A skill is what you develop over time. If you're willing to develop your talents, it becomes a skill. And when you have a skill and you've developed it, you can then deliver it to other people. And as you deliver it to other people, all of a sudden you have found a way to make some money. Or if it's not in the area of money, you've found a way to become more valuable in your family, in your circle of influence, in your neighborhood, in your community. Because I'm telling you, people who have value and can give value, they go to the next level. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to terrywilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at terrywilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at terrywilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.